know, things that happen to you when you're that age, particularly middle teens, late teens, they never leave you. I mean, that's why people have class reunions, isn't it? I mean, you know, you would hardly have a reunion of the people you worked in the office with 20 years ago, you know. It's just, but high school particularly is a very romantic time.
Now, you never really forget your first love.
Nope, you don't. You try sometimes, but I have actually flat out done that sometimes. So I'm going to write a song about my first, you know. And that one turned out pretty good, I must say.
So I turned the radio back on. Comes a voice so unforgettable. To my ear, and I sure do love the 12th of never. Haven't heard that tune in years. Oh, and I remember Barbara Dodd and Passaic Valley High. My friendship ring.
Well, what I liked about that song and a lot of your music is that, you know, what's on the radio, commercially anyway, it's just so much repetition of, you know, the same lyrics and chorus over and over. But when you're singing, there's a lot of meat and potatoes. There's a lot of specifics. I like specifics.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. And as do I. I mean, when I'm reading She's Come Undone by Wally Lamb, which is a lovely book and a very exciting book in terms of the story that unfolds. Is you just don't know where it's going to go or what's going to happen. And part of it is that he does evoke the ways that people talked. I mean, it's and the what was around them.
Right, observation.
Yeah, yeah. And that's good journalism, at least, you know. And it's part of it. When you whip out a specific out of the blue, that does something.
Helps paint the picture.
Yeah, and it gives you. It's like you're swimming and you hit a little life raft for a minute. You know, oh, and I know where I'm going. That kind of thing. You know?
Mm-hmm. In so many ways, your music has touched my life in ways that you'd never know, but. My oldest daughter just got married, and as she was courting her now husband, she made him a little video, and she used a song behind it that was your song, but Sam Bassetti was performing it.
Oh, there.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah, he does a nice job on that.
Well, I want to hear a little bit of your version of it, if I could get you to do that for me.
Well, surprise, surprise. Looking into your eyes to see so far away, right in my own backyard, to have visions like this not be so hard to come by. See why a word and a kiss can take the world away. And even though you haven't taken me to Paris or Rome, you're never gonna catch me saying that. You never take me anywhere, because the places you've been taking me to is way, way closer to home. And I don't know where I'm going, but wherever it is, you take me.
Someone ever told me I took them there, well, I would consider that a little bit of magic.
Great. Yeah, well, it was, I gotta say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's a, I sometimes I think that words are effective when they're put on the right, on top of the right guitar pattern. The blue of the sky, the green of the billows.
It's just a pleasure to meet someone who can play with words the way you do and
Thank
have
you.
An impact on all the songs that I've ever heard of yours. And it's such a pleasure to meet you. I don't know whether I could even get... I wish you would just even give me a little smidgen of your song, The Dutchman, though.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Would you?
Sure. The Dutchman's not the kind of man to keep his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. But that's a secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam is golden in the morning, Margaret brings him breakfast. She believes him. He thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snow. He's mad as he can be. Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man. And dear Margaret remembers that for me.